భాగవతం కి జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
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 నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం
నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం
నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం
నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం
దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం
దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం
తథో జయముదీరయే
తథో జయముదీరయే
నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు
నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు
నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా
నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా
భగవతీయుక్తమ శ్లోకే
భగవతీయుక్తమ శ్లోకే
భక్తే భవతి నైష్టికీ
భక్తే భవతి నైష్టికీ
We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 20, titled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, Text 21.
Sa Adirajo Rachitanjali Harim
Sa Adirajo Rachitanjali Harim
Vilokitum Nashakad Ashulochanaha
Vilokitum Nashakad Ashulochanaha
నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాత్ అవస్థితః స ఆదిరాజో రచితాంజలి హరిం విలోకితుం నాశకద్ అశ్రులోచనః నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాత్ అవస్థితః స ఆదిరాజో రచితాంజలి హరిం విలోకితుం నాశకద్ అశ్రులోచనః నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాత్ అవస్థితః
స ఆదిరాజో రచితాంజలిర్హరిం విలోకితుం నాశకద్ అశ్రులోచనః నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాద్
అవస్థితః
స ఆదిరాజో రచితాంజలిర్హరిం విలోకితుం నాశకద్ అశ్రులోచనః
నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో
హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాద్ అవస్థితః
స ఆదిరాజో రచితాంజలిర్హరిం
విలోకితుం నాశకద్ అశ్రులోచనః
నాకించనో వాచ సభాష్ప విక్లవో
హృదోపగుయ్యామం అదాద్ అవస్థితః
అశ్రులోచనః
హిస్ ఐస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ టియర్స్
నా
Not.
Kinchana.
Kinchana.
Anything.
Anything.
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Spoke.
Spoke.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Bhashpa Viklavaha.
Bhashpa Viklavaha.
His voice being choked up.
His voice being choked up.
Rida.
Rida.
With his heart.
With his heart.
Upabhuya.
Upabhuya.
Embracing.
Embracing.
Amum.
Amum.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Adat.
Adat.
He remained.
He remained.
Avasthitaha.
Avasthitaha.
Standing.
Standing.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki
Jai.
Translation. The original king, Maharashtritu, his eyes full of tears and his voice faltering and choked up, could neither see the Lord very distinctly nor speak to address the Lord in any way. He simply embraced the Lord within his heart and remained standing in that way with folded hands. Just as Krishna is addressed in the Brahma Samhita as Adi Purusha, the original personality, so King Prithu, being an empowered incarnation of the Lord, is referred to in this verse as Adi Rajaha, the original or ideal king. He was a great devotee and at the same time a great hero who conquered over all undesirable elements in his kingdom. He was so powerful that he was equal in fighting to Indra, the king of heaven. He gave protection to his citizens, keeping them engaged with pious activities and devotion to the Lord. He did not collect a single cent of taxes from the citizens without being able to give them protection from all calamities. The greatest calamity in life is to become godless and therefore sinful. If the state head or king allowed citizens to become sinful by indulging in illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating and gambling, then the king is responsible and he has to suffer the resultant sequence of reactions for the sinful lives of the citizens because he laid these taxes on them unnecessarily. These are the principles for a ruling power, and because Maharaj Prithu observed all the principles for a ruling chief, he is referred to here as Adi Rajaha. Even a responsible king like Maharaj Prithu can become a pure devotee of the first order. We can distinctly see from King Prithu's behavior how he became ecstatic, both externally and internally, in pure devotional service. Just today we have seen in the newspapers of Bombay that the government is going to repeal its prohibition laws. Ever since Gandhi's non-cooperation movement, Bombay has been kept dry and has not allowed its citizens to drink. But unfortunately, the citizens are so clever that they have increased illicit distillation of liquor, and although not being sold publicly in shops, liquor is being sold in public lavatories and similar abnormal places. Unable to check such illicit smuggling, the government has decided to manufacture the liquor at cheaper prices so that people can have their supply of intoxication directly from the government instead of purchasing it from public lavatories. The government failed to change the hearts of the citizens from indulging in sinful life, so instead of losing the taxes they collect to inflate the treasury, they have decided to manufacture liquor to supply to the citizens who hanker after it. This kind of government cannot check the resultant actions of sinful life, namely war, pestilence, famine, earthquakes and similar other disturbances. Nature's law is that as soon as there are discrepancies in regard to the law of God, which are described in Bhagavad Gita as dharmasya glanihi, or disobedience to the laws of nature or God, at once there will be heavy punishment in the form of sudden outbreaks of war. We have recently experienced a war between India and Pakistan. Within 14 days, there have been immense losses of men and money, and there have been disturbances to the entire world. These are the reactions of sinful life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to make people pure and perfect. If we become even partially pure as described in Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, by development of Krishna consciousness, then lust and greed, the material diseases of the citizens, will be reduced. This can be made possible simply by broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam of Krishna consciousness. Big commercial and industrial firms have contributed many thousands of rupees to a defense fund that burns the money in the form of gunpowder, but unfortunately, if they are asked to contribute liberally to advance the Krishna consciousness movement, they are reluctant. Under the circumstances, the world will periodically suffer from such upsurges and outbreaks of war, which are the consequences of not being Krishna conscious. Om Ajnanta Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Shakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandenam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamadam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sargana Raghunathamitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sargana Lalita Shri Vishakantamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschartya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Haste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram
Hare Krishna. So in this verse, we are seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Pritu Maharaj. In the previous verse also, we saw that how these ecstatic symptoms manifested. While reading this translation, I just remembered one youth class that I had attended a long time back. So the speaker was saying that if Vishnu walks in this room, Vishnu walks in this hall, the first thing that we all would do and check is hang on his two hands and check if it is real. And the other thing that we would do is check if the color is real or the person has painted himself and come. This ecstatic symptom that we can see in Maharaj Pritu, where his eyes are full of tears and his voice is choked up, you know, seeing the Supreme Personality, this can happen only when, as Brahma is saying, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Only when the eyes are anointed with Prema Anjana, only then it is possible that this state can be achieved. Or else, this is what will happen. Even if Krishna manifests himself, either will take selfie or, you know, pull the person down or scratch the color or whatever. And as, you know, we have been seeing in different purports, Prabhupada takes this opportunity to chastise and warn the politicians or the government that what will happen with them. So here, now again, Prabhupada is mentioning the government is not checking the illicit activities or the breaking of 482 principles by the citizens, then the government has to suffer or the king has to suffer. And the previous verses we have seen that if the government is if the government is able to do this, to elevate the citizens to the platform of bhakti or the spiritual platform, they will get 1/6 of their pious credits or sukriti or spiritual credits. If they are not able to do that, then government has to suffer on their behalf. So this is really very dangerous, very, very dangerous. And here, in fact, you know, Prabhupada is pouring his heart in this, you know, whatever is the current situation of that time, you know, Prabhupada is saying, you know, in this purport. So one of the important aspects, you know, that has to be understood is why are jivatmas here in this material world? There is only one reason for all the living entities, you know, to be in this material world, and that is the transformation of the heart. That is the only one reason. In fact, that is the reason for all the preachers to preach first to one's own mind and then go around and preaching to different people. Transformation of heart is very, very important. You see here what Prabhupada is mentioning, that and that it was dry and no citizen was allowed to have alcohol. But this was external, this was superficial ban or superficial condition that was put on the citizens. But the inner nature was not changed. The inner nature was not changed. And look at this, we cannot think also. Maybe devotees can go and chant in such places. That's what Gaurishabha's Babaji Maharaj to keep people away from disturbance. But here, going in something which is really very dirty, which cannot be thought of, at least by people who are in who are aspiring to be in mode of goodness. So why this happens? Because the heart is not transformed. Whereas you take the case of Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada went to preach in West. So in fact, they were not just drunkards, they were like fullest in all the intoxications. It might be drugs, it might be cigarettes, or illicit sex, or it might be gambling, or it might be anything for that matter, even meat eating, anything for that matter. They were addicted to such a great extent. But what Prabhupada did was, Prabhupada changed their heart. Prabhupada transformed their heart. We see this even now, that if a person is a drunkard and if he's put in a rehabilitation center, for some time, when he comes out of that, for some time he's good. Some time he's good. And after that, only thing is his sinful tendencies are just pressed for some time. But after some time, it again comes back. It comes back with more intensity. With more intensity. It's almost like devotees taking some ratha in Kartik saying, will not take sweets. And then at the last day, when they break their fast, only sweets in the plate. I still remember one of our IMF devotee had taken this vow of not taking sweets. So last day, so I saw his plate, there was a govardhan of sweet rice. I asked him, what happened? Fasting from this guru. So, this is what will happen. This is what will happen. In fact, this is the other thing. This is something very good. But then, when it comes to alcohol and other things, when it is pressed, when the tendency is pressed and suppressed, so at that time, this is what will happen when the person comes out of it. The person has sinful tendencies. So the important aspect is that one has to change from the heart. The heart transformation is very important. I was just thinking, how can this be related to devotees? So when we come initially to devotional service or initially to ISKCON, devotional service, we don't know what it is. Initially when we come to ISKCON, attend some sessions. So initially we look at people dressed in some attire and we say that never we get into all these things. Mm. Yes. Slowly and steadily when we start attending the classes, then we think, maybe this tilak is looking good. Mm. Maybe I can also put this tilak. Or the thing that is put on the forehead is looking good, I should also put that. Again, a youth session, and long time back when this. So we had gone to the like. So there I was seeing there were newcomers, and they were also eager, putting tilak. So putting tilak in the washroom, and there they are chanting Om Keshavaya Namaha. And then the other thing, changing of the attire, dhoti kurta. Initially, people are very much hesitant, to take up this attire. In fact, initially I used to inspire people, go for this attire, it's very nice and things like that. Now I've stopped. We are seeing that with time, they themselves want to wear. They themselves want to wear the Vaishnava attire, they want to put Kanthimala, they want to put Tilak, and after some time they want to shave their head and shika also. So this way, this external things anyways can happen. Just by observing around, with these external things we can absorb, and the jargons also, the devotee jargon, easily we can imbibe that also. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Pranam. Yes. When I was in my college, Pilani, so the bachelor students, they had a unique way of greeting each other. They would look at, devotees, Vansha. Now, first time when I saw this, I said, what is this? Prabhuji, since we paying obeisance, this is the code word, Vancha. So all the initial stuff we can learn. But the thing is, after some time, when we are well versed with all this, after some time we are well versed with all these rituals,
thing that actually matters is heart transformation. If that has not happened, then you have to go back to the normal life. In fact, all the rules and regulations, all the devotion is a burden after some time if there is no heart transformation. There is no higher taste, yadgatva nivartante. If there is no higher taste, no, this is not the shrishva nivartante. Yes. It's almost like each verse to quote, you know, for chanting of the holy name. I said, quote any verse, hardly matters in newcomers. Say, Sarva Dharman Paritya Mamekam Sharana Vraja. See, Krishna is saying, chant Dharik Samamantara. Yes. Param Drishtva Nivartate. Param Drishtva Nivartate. Higher taste. So, this higher taste is needed for a devotee to sustain, and that will happen only when the heart transformation happens. Prabhupada writes this in the purport for third canto in one of the chapters. He says, just for doing transformation, Lord Krishna comes in various forms. He says, Lord is so kindly disposed towards everyone that in spite of completely forgetting our relationship with Him, He Himself comes as Krishna, His bona fide devotees. Look at the merciful nature of the Lord. Only for this, we are not very much bothered. If you properly analyze coming to Krishna, many of us were really very much eager, you know, to serve the Lord, or very much eager, you know, to do whatever. In fact, we were not even bothered who is Krishna and who is Srimati Radharani, who is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Least bothered. Even then, you know, such a person is coming and helping us out. This is really, you know, really so kind. This is what Prabhupada is saying. And what comes down is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali Yuga. He teaches us how to do bhakti. In fact, sometimes, you know, I really wonder if he really teaches anyone who reads Antyalila pastime in the initial days of Krishna consciousness will be taken aback. Oh, something like this is going to happen? I'll become flat, without bones, I'll become like a pumpkin, I'll become like a fish. Or if I start chanting, from each pore of my body, the blood is going to ooze out. I'm going to faint if I chant Krishna with eyes open. It's like, yes, initial pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that how to practice bhakti, and later pastimes is teaching that how a devotee will relish Krishna consciousness if he attains, you know, this highest stage. Yeah. Again, in one of the purports, Prabhupada is mentioning, what is the real punishment, you know, for the living entity in this material world? Now, in the initial classes, we have nice PPTs, we say, punishment, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. And then Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmika Klesha, Adi Bhautika Klesha, Adi Daivika Klesha, and so on and so forth. Even after explaining all this, then the people, they come and they ask this question, Prabhupada, I'm facing this lot of problem in my life. This is punishment from the Lord Himself. I'm not getting job, I'm not getting a proper match, I'm not getting promotion, I'm not getting bonus, etc., etc., etc. In fact, yesterday I was speaking to one of my relatives. So that relative was saying, that Lord is punishing me. Initially also I couldn't enjoy my life, now in my old age, even now I'm able to enjoy my life. So I was telling that relative, I said, I'm about to die and still you want to enjoy. And I was explaining, you know, on that lines. So these are not punishments. These are not punishment. Maybe initially it might look punishment, but when a devotee becomes very serious in bhakti and intensely starts practicing bhakti, Prabhupada says, the real punishment, or will understand, when the devotee will start aspiring to remember Krishna always, all the time, 24/7, as Prabhupada says. When the devotee literally aspires to chant 24/7, and when he is not able to do, at that time, the devotee will feel, this is what is a punishment. This is what is a punishment. In fact, initially, it's very difficult to understand. Forgetfulness of Krishna, how is it punishment, and so on and so forth. But, you know, when you see pure devotees, even one moment when they're not able to remember Krishna, they call themselves as, I am the biggest sense gratifier. You see these Vaishnava Acharyas, they are writing, it becomes very difficult to understand. Why are they writing like this? So now, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, now he is saying this, Dushta mana tumi kishara Vaishnava. Now, no, just, you know, assuming that maybe there might be a slight thought of not remembering Krishna, or remembering something else, or Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur saying something else, Narottam Das Thakur saying a similar thing. So all they're making the statement, a moment of forgetfulness of Krishna, and they're saying, how can I be a Vaishnava? What sort of Vaishnava I am? What sort of devotee I am? So of feel? They feel tortured, you know, for this, tortured for this. In fact, that's what we see in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He's setting the highest example. He's setting the highest example of how a devotee should be. So for him, not seeing Krishna for a moment, he goes crazy. He runs around. Krishna kothai, Krishna kothai, Krishna kothai. Yes, he runs around. So this is what is the real punishment. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Not the problems of this life. So that is the reason when the heart transformation happens, then we can actually understand what is the real punishment. Right? And how can a devotee's heart be transformed? A devotee's heart can be transformed only by the process of bhakti. Again, from Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada says, bhakti yoga is the process of purifying the senses. This is done by engaging all the senses in service of the Lord. And then he says, if one engages in devotional service with faith and devotion, then God reveals himself. So this is these are the two criteria that Prabhupada gives in so many of his purports. Faith and devotion. And sincerity is also one of the words which he adds in different purports. So only by the process of bhakti yoga it is possible that the person's senses can be purified. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. I quoted the right slope. So the senses will get purified only by practicing bhakti. There is no other way. If there is some other way, then we can see what will happen. No, Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. People will go to any extent to fulfill their sinful tendencies. Right? And then again Prabhupada writes in another purport, he says, only when all contamination is rooted out and the devotee is completely detached from the material attractions, can he receive this mercy of the Lord? That is getting that Sakshat Darshan of Prithu Maharaj's name. So this mercy of getting Sakshat Darshan of the Lord is only possible only when all the contamination is rooted out, and second, the devotee gets completely detached from material attraction. You know, this is really very depressing. And these two things happen. Now, getting rid of material contamination and getting rid of material attraction of this world is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And we see that this is possible only and only and only by the mercy of a pure devotee on us. All this is not possible. Very, very difficult. By one's own endeavor, again, by one's own endeavor, it's almost like saying, I'm going to swim across this Bhavasagar and go to the next, the land which I'm seeing, that is Goloka Vrindavan. In fact, we don't see also. Where will you swim? So this is only possible when a pure devotee showers his mercy. And Prabhupada is saying this very clearly, that how he will be, you know, very pleased. So only by pleasing Srila Prabhupada it is possible. So Prabhupada is saying that simply by broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness, that this can be made possible. So Prabhupada is writing all this, you know, he's very clear. He's telling by what he will be pleased. Only when we endeavor and burn our entire existence in spreading this Krishna consciousness, broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, you know, Prabhupada is very clear. Again and again, you know, he says this pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness, not concoction. And when he says pure message means as it is presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, to the public, instead of diluting it and presenting it for the public. So it is very, very important to give the pure message as it is. And when we follow this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, then only Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. And when Prabhupada is pleased, then it is possible. Contamination is rooted out and completely detached from material attraction. And then the mercy of the Lord will flow. So in this way, if we really want to attain that highest goal of life, that is attaining Krishna, then it is very important that we understand what Prabhupada is telling us in different purports. And only when this pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam is broadcasted, coronavirus will go away. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. He is saying that this kind of government cannot check the resultant action of sinful life, namely war, pestilence, famine, earthquakes and similar other disturbances. My mother was telling me yesterday over phone that take care, wear mask when you go out. I was telling her, I need not go out, many people come to the temple. What should I do? So she was saying, wear mask even in the temple when you are there. So always wear mask and be like that. And then again she was only saying that I just heard, you know, in the news, I just saw that different medical shops were interviewed
And there they were saying that the government is not providing us masks, and even the different doctors are saying, how will we treat these people with coronavirus? They are not giving us a mask and basic amenities to treat them. How do we treat them? That is what Prabhupada was talking about, very clearly. The only way, as we also read in one of the lectures of Srila Prabhupada that was circulated by Achyut Prabhu, that when we do kirtan, when we do nagar sankirtan, spread this message of Srimad Bhagavatam all around. I don't know if coronavirus will go away, but at least people will not be worried. People will not be worried of the symptoms of coronavirus or dying because of coronavirus, because they'll understand what is the goal of life. Yes. So with this, I would like to stop. If any questions or comments, you can.
So, what is the significance of 1/6 they are getting?
So, it is like any sinful activity or any pious activity the person does, there are 6 people involved in that. This is what Shastra said. So like for meat eating, there are 6 people involved in the meat eating. The one who gives permission,
people,
what?
100 people, 6 people.
What's that?
Not in 100
people. 100 people means population.
No, here it's a different thing that is mentioned. I'm talking what the Shastras say. 6 people are involved in any simple activity. So from that, 1/6 of the, you know, the thing that goes to the person. So here, you know, in the previous verse we saw that the part of the sin that the people are doing, that will go, you know, to the people. So, the part of the sin. What happened? Something wrong? So, 1/6 of the sin of a person will get, you know, for that particular sinful activity. And here, the same thing is mentioned. If the sinful activities of the citizens are not checked, so the part of the sin will go to the ruler, because it is his duty. He has taken the responsibility of people. So, it is his duty, so he has to make sure. And it has to make sure. In fact, similar thing is mentioned, you know, for the spiritual master also. If the disciple commits any sin, the part of it goes to the spiritual master.
In this, in the aspect of coronavirus, this one, definitely if sankirtan is done, definitely it will go off, because the sinful atmosphere is reduced. So then people cannot suffer if the sin is reduced. So in that way, definitely. Yes. May have may
not. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.